Good morning. Well, it's pretty much afternoon now. But, I brought... Oh, gosh. Don't take this the wrong way, but, you look like you went pretty hard last night. Well, I mean, you also... I was there, so... I know that you did. Anyways... I brought the hangover cake. You requested it after, I think, the third or fourth drink. It was no trouble at all. I don't get hangovers, so... I know, I hate me too. Yeah. Do you want me to just... Do you want me to bring it in? Yeah. I'll just put it on the table over here. Okay. So, this is your place, huh? Yeah, I actually never have been over. It's... Yeah, I think we've only seen each other at other people's houses, huh? Well, you know, I couldn't let a neighbor in need, you know, go without. And you know, I'm here for you as your neighbor. If you need anything at all, hangover related or otherwise. Okay. Well, you know, if there's anything else that I can do for you to make you feel better, I'm here and ready and willing. Oh, yeah, I guess that I could get you some water from the fridge. Okay. Give me a sec. Here you go. Oh, well, maybe you should sit down. There. Yeah, it was fun. Totally worth it, huh? Maybe. Yeah, we actually hung out quite a bit throughout the night. You kind of put your arm around me at the beginning and didn't really let me go for the rest of the night. No, it was totally okay. It helped me talk to people. I kept asking if you were my boyfriend, and you kept responding in a way that made me blush. Well, you kept telling them, "I wish," which was very silly and flattering. No, don't get embarrassed. It was sweet. You're really nice. Sober and drunk off of your ass. So I don't mind at all. Yeah. Anyways, please try some of the cake. My mom used to make it for my dad when he would indulge a little too much. And he always said that it made him feel better. It's really moist. Oh no, are you one of the people who hates that word? I'll try to avoid it. It's very rich. That's a better word. It wasn't too bad. You didn't do anything embarrassing. You mostly talked to me. You helped me out with some boy troubles. Yeah, I told you about a breakup they went through a few months ago. You gave me some good advice. Yeah, drunk youth, very wise. Oh, what did you say? He used to make me feel really self-conscious about my body. Especially the size of my boobs. Yeah, they're really big. And some guys like that. Some guys like that a lot. But some guys don't. And for some reason, my ex felt the need to tell me about it all the time. I almost considered getting a reduction over it. And you got really panicky when I said it. Yeah, you're all like, no, I don't want to embarrass you. Okay, are you sure? You can't erase this memory once I tell you what you said. Okay. Well, you kind of said, please know, do you know how amazing those would feel during a boob job? I'd fuck you in a heartbeat.
I was so red. I was so red after you said that.
No, it's okay. I took it as a compliment. You weren't weird about it afterwards. You didn't do anything or say anything. You're just trying to be encouraging. And so thank you for that. No, don't be so embarrassed. I don't mind it at all, not coming from you. Well, you didn't embarrass yourself, I promise. I even came over here to bring you cake. And nothing. No, there wasn't more. No, that was it. What I was gonna say was embarrassing. don't worry about it. It's just a me problem. No, I'm okay. I was just gonna say that I had to look up what that was. A boob job. It doesn't look unappealing. It actually looks kind of fun. And you're right. I do have the perfect boobs for them. It's nice to know that they're good for something. Have you ever done that with someone? You know, fucked their boobs before. Well, I was thinking, wondering, really. Do you feel the same way that you did last night now that you're sober? More specifically, would you be interested in doing things together? Oh my gosh, your jaw's dropping open. I must have said something really bad. Sorry, it's been a while since, and I'm being embarrassing right now. I'm so sorry. Please feel free to keep the cake and the container. You don't have to return it. I'm gonna just get out of here before I say something stupider. No, you don't. It's okay. You don't have to say things just to make me feel better. It's okay. I'll see you around at the next party, maybe, if you ever want to talk to me again. Okay, well, bye. I can wait. What is it? Yeah, I meant it. And right now? Yeah, I meant right now. You know, if you're feeling up for it. Sorry, they're in the way. You know, squeezing them doesn't actually make them any smaller. Just said. you're gonna punish me for saying that. What does that mean? Yeah, it's okay. You push my shirt up. Any kind of punishment. It feels really good. Embarrassing stuff today. Ah. Don't just tease it against my pussy. Just fuck me, please. Enjoyed feeling you fuck my pussy. That wasn't what I came over here for. Remember? Don't you wanna fuck my boobs? So that you can come all over my tits and on my Now that I'm calm, I'm starting to lose some of my courage. But I want you to come on my tits and in my mouth. You know, if you want to. You're all nice and wet from my pussy, so you can just slide up in between them so easily. There you go. I'll just hold them around your cock while you fuck me. God, it's so warm. It's almost hot. I think if I put my head down like this, I can even lick my juices off the tip every time that you come up. Mm. my boobs faster. I want you to make yourself come with them. I'll squeeze you tighter in between them. Feel how soft they are. How warm. Doesn't it make you just want to paint them with your cum? I want you to come all over my tits, please. Do you want me to clean you off? I think I might need a little help getting up. Thanks. Hi. So, how does your hangover feel now? Good. I'm glad you feel a little better. Thanks for making me feel better, too. About myself last night. And today. You're sweet. Oh, yeah. Can I borrow a shirt, by the way? To tie it around my waist. Okay, thank you. I'm gonna go home for now. But I'd love to see you again outside of the party. Okay, well, I'll be right next door if you need anything at all.